and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and joining me today is Tyler Camberlin. He is the Offsite Events Coordinator with the Reston Community Center. And Tyler is here to tell us all about Reston Community Center's Summer Concerts and Entertainment Series. We're looking forward to some fun with him. Tyler, welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
One of, my favorite topics, or at least a fun topic to talk about, entertainment and concerts. I mean, my gosh, who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
Before we dive deep into what you've got going on for the summer, tell me a little bit about Reston Community Center.
Reston Community Center, we have two locations. We have our Lake Ann location. We also have our Hunter's Woods location. Both locations provide a plethora of programs, not only that you pay for, but some that are free, that allows people to come out and engage with their community, as well as come out and find out who they want to be later on.
All right. So when we talk about the concert series and the entertainment series, I keep reminding myself there's two, I don't want to say parts, but they're all part of one thing. And it's equal, like it's not all concerts and one entertainment. It's like pretty evenly.
Yeah, I would say they're pretty evenly distributed. We have six concert series, concerts and entertainment series. The main one for entertainment, I would say, that has a really good family-oriented environment would be our Family Fun on Saturdays. Have a lot of entertainers from Guava Jelly to a Disney group coming and performing, as well as a magician as well. So we have a lot of acts that are coming for that
fun
entertainment one. And then we do have concerts that are go from jazz to disco, R&B. I like to say that we have a lot of everything for a lot of everyone.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll do some more deep diving as we get into dissecting them. And I think there's something in like almost every day of the week, except for the first Monday or Tuesdays, if I think I'm remembering correctly. As we're talking here, it's end of April, getting ready to get into May. Hopefully, that means warmer weather. I know I'm ready to get rid of this jacket. So, when we talk about the Summer Concerts and Entertainment Series, when does the series start, and how long does this series of entertainment and concerts last?
So, our series starts on May 22nd with our happy hour with Darden and friends, and it ends in early September, late August.
Oh, wow.
So when we have those, we have them every day, like you said, except for Mondays and Tuesdays. So we have them Wednesdays with our sunset concerts at Lake Ann Plaza. We have them Thursdays with our Take a Break at Haley Rise concerts. Fridays, we have two concerts available for people, which is our jazz concert, which is Darden and Friends, and our other concert series, which is our Fab Fridays, our Summerbrations concert series at Reston Station. We also have Saturdays, which is our Family Fun, as I mentioned before, and Sundays is our Shenandoah Conservatory at Reston Town Square. So we have, like I said, we have a little bit of everything for everyone. You have classical, you have some more fun kind of concerts. It's just a matter of where you want to go and how you want to enjoy yourself, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, we'll go alphabetical. Concerts, entertainment. Let's focus on concerts for a minute. You mentioned the schedule, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, a lot of concerts and entertainment. Let's focus on concerts first. Like I said, talk to me about the concert part of the series. What's available, when it's available, that kind of thing.
Right. So our concerts are predominantly, I would say, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then Sunday as well. Sunday is more of our classical kind of entertainment. We have people coming from Shenandoah University that will come through with some students as well and provide a more classical kind of music type for people. Our Wednesdays and Thursdays are very considered more for like our tribute bands, so people could come out and enjoy some of their favorite songs from older groups. Like we have a Prince tribute band coming We have some other tribute bands that do more classic rock kind of music. And then we have our jazz groups coming in. So we have Happy Hour with Darden and Friends, with Darden from George Mason University coming with some jazz entertainers throughout 6 concerts. That's at Reston Town Park. And those will be more accustomed to jazz entertainment, as well as we have Fab Friday Summerbrations, which will be a more broad level of music going through there. We have R&B groups coming. We have some other tribute bands coming as well. So I, like I said before, I want to say that we have a little bit of every music type that can cover anybody's taste in music.
Okay. So if someone was really a big jazz fan, Fridays would be their day.
Yeah, Fridays are definitely your day. Okay. And then if you want, those concerts on Fridays kind of interlap. So you could go straight from that one and go down the block and enjoy yourself at Summerbrations as well.
Oh, okay. So they're timed.
Yeah.
So that you can enjoy both.
You can enjoy both.
So since you're right there, you might as well.
Might as well.
Raises a good question. Is there a cost?
No. Every concert that we provide is free of charge. What? Just come out, have a great time. The only thing we ask is that you come and enjoy your time. Meet new people. Find out some more information. We're going to have surveys there so people can tell us what they want, because we want to hear from the community to establish what is hot, what's not, and bring out more entertainment.
Yeah. Maybe there's a type of music that you're not providing that maybe they want to hear.
Yeah.
Possible. I mean, you got a lot.
Like I said, I want to think that we did a great job, and the people we work, our partners that we work with, did a great job providing a little bit of everything for every type of person. But there's always going to be one person that we might have missed, and we want to hear from them as well.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the entertainment part. Not that you can't be entertained at a concert, but, you know, for classification purposes, it's different. So when we say entertainment, what does that mean?
I would like to say entertainment is anything. I don't want to say anything other than music, because music is entertaining, like you stated. But I want to say we wanted to provide as well of audio, but more of a visual aspect that can appeal to not only adults, but children as well. So we have a lot of entertainment from people that musicians. We have a Disney group coming in that'll sing some Disney songs for kids. And like I said, that's on our Saturday mornings from 10 to like 10:45 or so. So it's a short window, but there's a lot of packed entertainment that people could come out and get. It's just a matter of doing your research on what you want to see, because we have a unicyclist that's a juggler coming in. We have a lot of acts that I think can really entertain anybody.
Yeah. So again, no cost. Everything's free. There's not at least one thing that you're going to charge for?
The only thing that we charge for is time, and that's just you coming out.
Okay.
You
know? And Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So people have their choice
and yeah.
what they want to do.
Yep.
Wow. I know you mentioned before, where are all these events happening? I don't know if you want to run specific dates or and right. locations.
Yeah, I will, just in case people can get the information. Wednesdays, we have them at Lake Ann Plaza. Thursdays, we have them at Haley Rise, which is right off of Reston Parkway, where the Wegmans is. So if that's easier for people to understand. Reston Town Square Park, which is Fridays, and Reston Station is also Fridays. And then our last two, Saturday and Sunday, are also at Reston Town Square Park.
We are on the County Conversation Podcast. We're talking with Tyler Cameron from Reston Community Center. And we're talking about RCC's Summer Concert and Entertainment Series. I think it's probably a good time now where folks can, I can allow you to give a resource, if you will. Where can folks find the schedule of events? Is it already published? Does it have everybody listed and the dates? Talk to me a little bit about that.
So you can access all this information at restincommunitycenter.com/summermusic. We also have it in our summer guide. So if people were to go online to restincommunitycenter.com and look up summer guide, It also has a nice visual flyer showing all of our dates and any other programs that we have going.
Okay. So ReStonCommunityCenter.com/summer-music. That's all one word.
Yep.
Okay. Everything's there. And again, I just want to reiterate, it's all free.
All free.
Okay. Wow. I know you've mentioned the fun things on Saturdays, fun entertainment on Saturday mornings. Is that mainly geared toward families, or can anybody attend the Saturday things, or is it more appropriate for families?
I would say it's available for anybody. I wouldn't say that we target it for families specifically. We just call it family fun because it would be a nice outing.
Right.
You just got off, you're off work, you have a nice weekend available and you want something fun to do, take your kids to. That's why we call it family fun, because it allows parents to go out, provide a nice little event for their kids and their families to go do. But I would say definitely anybody can go. It's just a matter of what you're interested in. If you want to see a magician, go to our magician date. If you want to see someone juggling, go to our juggling date. You know, I think anybody can find fun in that specific day.
Right. You have a specific artist or anybody you want to highlight in for these events?
For these events, definitely Darden on our Fridays. Fridays are definitely fun for that. We definitely would love for people to come out on Saturdays to go see Guava Jelly. They're a super fun group. And I think that's all for now, because I don't want to give too much to the people.
Oh, listen, look at you teasing.
You know, I want to allow people to do their own research so they can find what they want. I don't want to just give out information and then it's like, all right, I have to go see this person, and then you don't enjoy yourself. Do some research, go on our website, see what you like, and then come out and enjoy yourself, because I guarantee that people will enjoy themselves and they will find that resting is something that they want is special.
Right. Well, since I got you right here and I'm too lazy to do my own research. You mentioned them, Guava Jelly.
Yeah.
Sound like something I might have put on toast. Talk to me about who they are and what they do.
Well, they're a group that's coming out to entertain our Saturday groups, and they provide a lot of, how do I put it?
Eclectic?
Yes.
Ooh.
Kind of.
Just something for everybody.
Yeah, something for everybody, I would say. They really do a good job of catering to the group that they're performing for.
Okay. Well, so I think I understand you, but let me further this with a question. Does that mean that they have I don't even know what they do. Do they play music? Do they have a performance? What is it?
They do have a performance of sorts. It's more.
So they get up and maybe they do something and they figure out where the crowd is.
Yeah.
Then
they're very interactive with crowds.
Oh, okay.
And really great with children.
So tell us again where folks can get more information, find the schedule, and do their own research.
ReStonCommunityCenter.com/summer-music. All one word, no capitalization. ReStonCommunityCenter.com/summer-music.
Okay. If someone's listening right now and they've heard of the Summer Entertainment and Concert Series, and they've always said, well, I don't know, long way for me to drive or some other excuse, what would you say to someone listening right now to tell them they really need to come check out at least one of the performances this summer?
One thing I would tell them, I'll definitely tell them to make the drive, if I had to be honest. You know,
yeah.
I've never been a part of something that is so community oriented like this. This community center here, right? So I would say the amount of time, effort, and support that we're trying to put out there for these people to come and enjoy themselves. I understand time is money and people don't necessarily with gas prices and stuff like that, but I guarantee it is worth it. We have something for everybody. Not only that, we want to hear back from you guys. Not many community centers are as willing as we are to ask for your opinion. I want to know, what did you enjoy about this specific group? Do you want this group to come back? What can we improve? How can the experience be better? So we really want not only Restonians to come out, but anybody that is interested in just having a good time. and maybe it'll allow more people to come as well.
Yeah. Good point you made there, and I want to make sure we follow up on that. You don't have to be a Reston resident to attend.
Not at all. Okay. We want everybody to come out and have a good time.
So nobody's going to be checking your ID saying, no, you don't live in Reston, you can't come.
Yeah, never.
Okay. One thing I had written down in my notes, I want to make sure I asked you. I know RCC on Wheels is a fairly new program from the Reston Community Center. Are they involved with this entertainment concert series this year?
Yes, we will be having RCC on Wheels come out to certain locations and not only provide information, but we want to show people what we are going to showcase in that vehicle. That vehicle has a TV on the side, it has solar panels, it runs on its own power, has outlets. We're going to be trying to run a lot of programs through there as well as concerts through there out in the neighborhoods so people could come and enjoy themselves at the comfort of their home.
All right. We are talking about some fun stuff happening this summer with Reston Community Center's Summer Concert and Entertainment Series. Tyler, is there anything we haven't talked about or I forgot to ask you about what's happening this summer?
No. Thank you again for having me. I think you did a great job in helping me highlight how big of a series this is and how big of a effort we're trying to put out there to provide quality service, quality entertainment, and make sure people have fun.
Yeah. Well, I think you may have just said it, but I always try to give the guest the last word. So like last 30 seconds, I'm gonna let you sell it.
Last 30 seconds.
Or you can take longer. Sell me. Why should I go to a Reston Community Center summer concert entertainment?
Well, if I were to say something about it, one hell of a time. The amount of people I've heard comment and compliment the level of attention, effort, and authenticity that we provide with the concerts and entertainment series and any program that comes out of RCC, I think it is a great way to introduce yourself to RCC without going to our community centers by going to watch Darden. Then after that, going to Summerbrations. Maybe the next day you want to go have breakfast at Town Center. Okay, maybe I'll go to Family Fun, see what they got going on over there. I think it's just one hell of a way to fill up your week with little date nights, you know, if you want to take your lady to go out or if you want to take your kids to go show them what kind of music you used to listen to. We got tribute bands coming out there. So I think it's just a great way to not only familiarize yourself with the environment and familiarize yourself with us, but most importantly, have fun and find out what in Reston is best for you, because that's what we're here for, is to provide a service for Restonians and anybody that wants to come out and enjoy themselves.
And if you want the schedule, go to restoncommunitycenter.com/summermusic. And I told you I was going to give you the last word, and I still will. Tell us again, each day of the week, what concert series or entertainment series we're looking at and where they are.
Okay. Wednesdays, we have sunset concerts at Lake Ann Plaza. Thursdays, we have Take a Break concerts at Haley Rise. Fridays, we have two concerts, a jazz concert with Happy Hour with Darden and Friends at Reston Town Square Park, followed by Fab Friday Summerbrations at Reston Station. On Saturdays, we have our Family Fun Entertainment at Reston Town Square Park. And Sundays, we have our Shenandoah Conservatory at Reston Town Square Park as well.
Awesome. Sounds like a great summer ahead, Tyler.
Yep. I'm excited to see everybody out there.
That's right. Great. Again, go to restoncommunitycenter.com/summermusic. You can find the schedule there and pick out 2, 3, 5, 10 events you want to go to. It's all free.
It's all free.
Tyler, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That is going to do it for this edition of The Conversation. Thanks to Tyler for being here. Thanks to you for listening. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.